You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter, and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hey, Steve, the Weekend Podcast live from Amsterdam, yeah? You see all these fine ladies? Yeah, they're all yours. They could be yours.
Crazy.
Yeah. I've been off speaker.
Yeah, crazy Dutch.
So, welcome to the Weekend Pod, Joss. Let's explain. It's quite a late Friday night, and so we may be in high spirits. Steve definitely is, because he's doing a tour of Amsterdam. You all right, Steve?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Steve, what are you doing? You seem to be going for a midlife crisis here. You've been doing lots of trips recently with your friends who run at the same age. You're getting the age of 40. Now you're in Amsterdam, which, let's be honest, it should be reserved for teenagers or 20-somethings. What are you doing in Amsterdam?
Well, I spent the day in Amsterdam because, I had a spare day, so I thought I'd go and experience it as a tourist rather than a stag party.
And, as a tourist rather than a resident? Because you're always going to be a tourist, Steve, really, aren't you? Unless you live there.
Well, no. But I've previously been, but I've been on stag do. So
that makes you not a tourist, is it? I've previously been, guys. I know the
I'm
score. Yeah, I'm a veteran of the old coffee shop scene.
Yeah, right. But is that it, Steve? Why I don't get why you're there, really.
Not me.
Oh no, I'm visiting friends in Utrecht.
Utrecht.
I keep putting an L in. I don't know why, but yeah. So I'm visiting friends there. But I went a day early to go to Amsterdam for a day, so I did a bit of sightseeing, and so here I am.
Steve's been taking pictures of himself riding a bike and in a little boat. Is it as if that's unique to Amsterdam? Riding a bike is unique to Amsterdam. It's like, there are bikes all around the world, Steve. It's like, we would be impressed by that. And in fact, he tried to do a video, but videoed his crotch for like a couple of seconds, which all we could see was a moving crotch. We assumed he was pedalling.
I was trying to show the bike rather than so it showed I was on a bike, but yeah. I think, yeah, it just showed.
Basically, Steve, you showed us a picture of your moving crotch in Amsterdam. I don't know what the heck you could be doing. You know, it could be anything. So I'm riding a bike. Wow. Okay.
But and then you seem to be in a Vietnamese restaurant at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Go to the Netherlands and go to a Vietnamese restaurant.
A really sunburnt face as well from the boat. And in the background is a mate of his, I assume, and his missus kissing. And him in the foreground smiling his head off. Like, look, they're kissing. He's like, what? How old are you? It's like, phenomenal. Did I tell you I went to, when I first went to Amsterdam, what the problem I had?
No.
I did a bit of travelling. I did a bit of travelling with, and I met up with a guy called Barry. He's from, I think he was from Godalming or something like that in Surrey, you know. He's a nice guy, bit vacant, but a lovely guy though. And we decided to travel. We were doing some travelling and we just met up and decided to go to Amsterdam. So, Amsterdam, yeah! And so we got on the train. We hadn't slept much the day before. We were hitchhiking. And we got on the train to Amsterdam, as we thought. And we heard, we just both fell asleep in the train because we had no sleep the night before. And we both heard, Amsterdam. So we just got, oh! Train stopped, we just got off, you know, rah, Amsterdam! Oh, that was close. Cool. So we got our book out, looking for a youth hostel. In fact, it's quite relevant. This is my weekend video. But anyway, we've got a book out looking for the youth hostels, and a book youth hostels. And so I couldn't find the streets anywhere. I thought, oh, I don't understand what's going on here. It's obviously the streets are wrong. So I went to the tourist information centre and I said, where is so-and-so street? And obviously not, that's not the name of the street. But, and she said, yes, that's in Amsterdam. I said, yes, exactly. Where is it? She said, in Amsterdam. Said, yeah, where? What's wrong? I thought she's speaking English, but she doesn't understand what I'm saying. Where is this street in Amsterdam? She said, it's in Amsterdam. I said, I know that! God, what is going on here? I was going nuts. And the tourist said, what is it? It's like the Americans, the British, we're separated by a common language. You know, I thought, there's something going wrong here. I'm speaking English. She speaks perfectly good English, but she can't tell me where the street is in Amsterdam. All she's saying is, it's in Amsterdam. I said, I know that, love. Where are we right now in respect to this place? She said, you are in Utrecht. I said, what? You are in the Utrecht. That's in Amsterdam. I said, oh, right, we're in the wrong city. Yeah. Yes. Okay. We jumped off the train and stopped early. And so we didn't realise that. I said, what is wrong with this lady? We know where it is. Tell us where it is. Anyway, so...
okay.
Good travelling then.
We were very confused because we were half sleepy as well, and we didn't know what the hell we were. So we jumped back on the train and we found Amsterdam. We found the coffee shops and all that stuff, and we, you know, lived like crazy. And have you indulged, Steve, in the culture?
In the coffee?
No. We're drinking a... Sorry, my friend is actually next to me. What are we drinking? Dirty martinis.
Espresso martinis.
Espresso martinis.
Right.
Is that all you've done? You've not really indulged. You can get this anywhere in the world. You're in Amsterdam or you're trying. You've not really indulged in the culture of Amsterdam, Steve.
Well, we had a Vietnamese today.
That's Vietnam, Steve. That's Far East.
Well, that's quite traditional, like Dutch food, apparently.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Right, sorry. Okay. The Oudan Brewery. And we went to the Heineken Experience.
Okay, well, let's move on to stocks, because Steve is, it's amazing how Steve is finding the culture of Vietnam very interesting in Amsterdam or Utrecht, wherever he is.
But, if you were here, you would understand.
But Steve, that's like an American coming to Britain saying, we had a chicken tikka masala, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
We've already got into the British culture, which I suppose it is, really, we're multicultural.
Hey, hang on, I've done the bikes. That's kind of...
That's no way to talk about ladies, Steve, who, you know, who ply their trade.
Canal, that's very Dutch.
Again, Steve, keep it clean, yeah? We don't want to hear about going down canals and doing bikes. Let's just keep it clean, yeah?
Okay. You'll be talking about dikes next.
Yeah. Let's get on to stocks and shares.
Yeah, yeah.
What should we talk about? First of all, do you know what? Bidstack, right? It's amazing how the sell-off of this has happened. This is why the stock market, most people don't earn money on the stock market, because when the share price is red, when it's a down day, you've got to buy. You know, that's the flip sort of psychology of the stock market. People tend to buy when stocks are hot. I've been in the conversations. It's funny, my YouTube channel, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, I've got a YouTube channel. I'm sort of building it up.
You did mention, I think.
Listen, it's not the Dobe Brothers, it's not PewDiePie, but... Just, I've really been ramping up recently, but over 2,000 subscribers now, right? And I've got a lot of people contact me saying, just jumping into stocks when they're very hot. And I say, no, don't do this. And a couple of people have lost a lot of money previously. And I've said, don't buy now. I'm trying to say, don't buy now. I said, this is not the time to get in. So, and that's the thing. Why I love stocks and shares is this. There's several dynamics going on. So you can find a good company, yeah, but you've got to get it at the right price. Because, you know, you can find a very good company, buy it at the wrong price, and you can be sitting on a loss for 6 months. So you have to get those two things, you know, in sync. And and Bidstack at the moment, apparently the fall-off, I've seen bulletin... If you inhabit bulletin boards, right? Have you guys ever been on a bulletin board?
Probably once, maybe.
Yeah,
I've been on a couple.
Not
stuff. Yeah, but I mean stocks.
With stocks and shares.
Stocks and shares bulletin boards. You've been on those.
Nothing to do with stocks. No, nothing to do with stocks and shares. No.
I mean, I don't want to generalise, but you know, generally, all I can do is generalise. The people on there are below plankton, you know, level of IQ, and there's people on there blaming me this week for the drop in Bidstack shares because I highlighted support levels on the chart in my last video, and I said, well. It doesn't matter.
Hang on, weren't they blaming you for ramping it last week?
Well, exactly. You can't do anything. How much have I done for Bidstack? How much have I promoted it? How much have I brought to the awareness of people? A lot, you know? And several people have done very well out of it. And so all of a sudden I said, listen, it's risen by 95% in the last 4 weeks alone. It's done up about 300% in the last 2 months, you know? It's got to have a pullback. Steam's got to come off it. It's very hot stock. It's got to have a pullback. And I said, these are the support levels. People will start to blame me, saying, oh, they're getting out because that's where it's going down to. I didn't say that's where it's going down to. I said that's where, if it does drop, that's where it'll go to. Now, James is in E3, one of the biggest game developer conferences in the world, and I've contacted him on LinkedIn, and he said he would do a podcast this week. James, the CEO, of course. And he said to me, do you know what? I'm back-to-back here. We're having more meetings than we originally arranged, which is very good, isn't it? He said, we are back-to-back with meetings. It's going phenomenally well. I would prefer if we did a podcast when I get home so I can get things together and talk about something substantial rather than what's just happening at E3, because he can't tell me anything substantial or significant without releasing an official RNS, of course, you know. So, and that's fine, isn't it? He says it's amazing what's going on out there. It's amazing, but yet people are panicking because they see a bit of red, because Bidstack stock generally just goes green all the time, rises. People are panicking, they're selling. No, if you've researched this company, you understand the potential of this company, it will go higher. And times like this now is when you should, if you've researched it, at times where you should buy it, you know. And it's just ridiculous how people start to panic when there's a little bit of a dip in the stock. No. That's a buying opportunity, you know. I guarantee in a week or 2 weeks' time, there'll be phenomenal news coming out. It's the difference between an investor or a trader. But I remember going back years when I first started, not having any confidence in stock. And I'd make a profit in a stock. It could be 100 quid, 50 quid. And I wouldn't want to lose it, so I'd just sell if any movement happened, that negative movement happened, you know. But now I won't do that because I understand there's more potential.
Where you might come a cropper for the bulletin board boys is that your use of the word guarantee just then and things like that. You know, you can't guarantee that.
I will guarantee in the next month, Bidstack will release significant news. And in fact, the probability is stacked towards the fact that if they don't, I'd be highly surprised if they don't. I think this is generally pretty much, if you look at the last conference they've been to, they've released significant news. And I think this is where they meet the big guys, you know? This is where they get to chat with the big guys. And so I'm pretty confident there will be significant news within a month. And I think that's quite long. I think it'll be before that anyway. But,
I wasn't surprised at all to see it sell off a bit, and I thought it might go a bit lower than this, really, just because it has...
This time last week, it's probably still up, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, it's still... In fact, do you know what? Today, it's Friday night, but on Friday, it was down, like, at one point, 13%. It ended the day up, which is a very strong thing. It ended the week up. So... lots of people worrying. Oh, James is not on the podcast. He said he'd be on the podcast. Oh, there's no news. Oh, there's no potential for the company. What are you talking about, you fools? Just relax. Just relax a little bit. Stop selling. It's like, you know, generally traders do not make money. Investors make money just hanging in there.
You say don't sell. I sort of say, no, sell, because then we'll buy some more further down. Thanks very much.
Yeah, if you want, that's a trading mentality a little bit. You're hoping that you can buy back in before news drops, before it flies. Sometimes stocks fly for no reason.
I'm saying we'll add more. Personally, I'd say, you know, add more in. I wouldn't want to buy at the levels it's been at recently, but, you know, if it comes back down below 30p or something like that, I might put some additional money into this.
But, do you know, I've said this, and I'm not... I own a stock, of course I do, so I'm very biased. But I genuinely have not seen a stock with this potential for a long time. They come around, this kind of 10 bag of potential comes around, in tech, comes around once every 10 years. I think this is even better than, you know, what we've seen, like EVRH and VRS. I think there's genuinely blue sky potential. This is a company that could make it to, you know, in excess of 350, 500 million, you know, in value. And I think it could even probably make it to a billion if it gets the right deals and they've got the right people. Look, remind yourself of the story. Look at the people they've got around them. And I've said this before, we've got industry leaders in gaming and ad tech have aligned themselves and become on the advisory committee or non-executive directors of this company. Why would they do that with a small cap company like this in the UK? because they don't want money. These guys are very rich, mostly. These guys are, and so it's all about reputation for them. You know, they want to align themselves with another potential winner to say, "I was back in this company. It's a small UK startup, and now it's a billion-dollar company." That's, you know, that, to them, that's all it is. It's, you know, again, another tick on their CV. So, you know, they're in the right space, they've got the right people, and it's the right time. We've got gaming going through a really transitional period where it's going from, you know, normal console games, DVDs, to streaming, and there's a lot of big players. The biggest companies in the world are playing in this space, you know? It's everyone, from Apple to Amazon to Facebook to Google, all of them, Sony, Nintendo, they're all there. So it's a very, it's a massive, I mean, I do research on companies, and they often say, this market is worth this much. And a market above a billion is considered quite big, you know? And I mean, 15 billion recently, and this market is worth 15 billion. The gaming market is worth 180 billion. And even now, esports is saying it's going to be worth a billion next year. So it's not only that, it's still growing at double digits. It's massive, you know. So the potential is huge, and that's why the big guys are in it, because there's loads of money to be made there. Anyway, did you see my mid? I don't know why I'm asking this, Steve. Did you see my midweek vid on a company that I said I don't know about this company yet? It's an investment company, and that's the trouble. And I never invest in investment companies through experience, because they never do very well, because you can't get the exposure. But when you have no alternative to get exposure to a certain sector, you may have to go through an investment company. Steve, did you see that video?
I definitely watched that one, no.
Do I genuinely love the sincerity by which he says...
some of your videos.
I love the genuine sincerity. I don't know, what's that one, no.
That one.
Do you know, out of all of them, I just managed to miss that one. I can't believe it.
Damn.
Oh, well, let's bring it on to you, Pete. Did you watch that one?
I did, yes.
What do you think?
I was surprised at you backing an investment company. Yeah. As you sort of, and you rightly pointed out how little exposure you get to the company that you
underlying
wanted to
underlying investment, yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously understood the... you know, the rationale behind it, because it gives you exposure to an interesting and growth, potentially big growing market. If you look at Beyond Meat as an example.
Mm. Steve, have you heard about Beyond Meat?
Steve?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, sorry, is there somebody else on the podcast called Steve? We often get confused.
I missed the word
this.
Steve, so that was quite vital in the question.
So
really.
Have you heard about Beyond Meat?
Yeah, the meat-free meat.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, these guys, what are they called? Agoraphobics or something. You know what they're called?
Yeah, that's the one, Pete.
That's it.
Agronomics.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah. And so, yes, I could see that obviously that's the reason for getting into that is that they're in a similar field, albeit they are just an investment company. Mm-hmm. But then I did see the share price rise quite rapidly the next couple of days. So, well done.
Yeah, no, the thing is, I'll tell you about, it's called clean meat, right? And I genuinely think it's going to be what's called, what BlackRock term as a mega trend, what Jim Mellon terms as a meta theme. And these are things that will change the way strategically we do things. Like, and a good example of a mega trend or a meta theme is EV, electric vehicles. We know it's all going that way because every government in the world has said we're not going to sell, we're going to ban the sale of petrol or diesel in the next 20, 30 years, whatever deadline they have. So we know it's going to happen, you know, and that's a theme. So, okay, let's invest in that theme. Let's look at what we need to create a battery, lithium, cobalt, all that kind of stuff. You need more copper. So you know there's going to be more demand on those commodities. So you, if you invest in these kind of themes or thematic investing, you know you're playing into a massive trend that's going to happen, you know? So you're safe in the knowledge of that. And that's why invest in Xeros. It's going to have a very volatile next 12 months because their big backer Woodford is in trouble. But water scarcity is happening. And I think over the next few years, governments will enforce, like they've done with, you know, fossil fuels, they'll enforce, you know, water-saving technology to companies that use lots of water. That'll happen. It'll play into Xeros' hands. So this is about clean meat. And I didn't realise, but I've read about it for over a year now, but there's no listed companies, you know, in the clean meat space. And the first company that came to market was not clean meat. It was basically vegan meat alternative called Beyond Meat. And I've tasted the burgers, very good, and they're only available in Tesco's, but they floated for a valuation of $1.5 billion. They're now worth $8 billion. It's been the most successful flotation on the New York Stock Exchange this year. And so all of a sudden, this sector, which was quite hot anyway, has really gone nuts. And so it's all about... And when you think about it, it's about meat created in the lab. And the, first of all, was oh, that's odd. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't eat that kind of meat. No, it doesn't seem natural. It doesn't seem right. But then you factor in the fact that Vietnam... I just retweeted something, actually. Vietnam, at the moment, they sell lots of pigs. The Chinese eat lots of pigs. They're having a national epidemic, a problem with disease-ridden pigs, swine flu, and they're full of disease. And you realise that most livestock, right, Vietnam may have to declare a state of emergency as a killer pig virus spreads. Now, China, massive pork eaters. I didn't realise that animals come with lots of diseases, so they have to pump them full of antibiotics. And that's why we are having a resistance to antibiotics as a human. And they're saying in the next few years, and unless we find new types of antibiotic, even a cut.
And that's why Steve invested in Motive Bio.
Yeah,
that's
well, exactly.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, well, exactly. But they failed their endpoints. That's the trouble. Yeah. The thing is...
There's still time.
What I'm saying is you can have a minor problem, like a broken arm, cut lip, or anything, like go to the hospital. Antibiotics have been less effect, have less effect because of basically we are eating meat full of antibiotics. So we understand we're eating meat full of disease. I'm not, but you are. Not only that, you are, you know, having millions of pigs getting their throat sliced every day. You know, that's people are slicing their throats every day, you know?
Yes, Steve.
No animal wants to go through that, right? So, and thirdly, so you got... So,
how do you know?
So first of all, you got the health thing. Not only the antibiotic thing, right? But meat is full of saturated fats, which leads to heart disease, cancer, everything. So it's not good for your health anyway, right? We eat too much meat. I mean, if you eat things in moderation, that's good. But moderation, I always laugh at that. I eat everything in moderation. Who has one chocolate biscuit? Who has one pint? I certainly don't. I always go over the top, you know? So moderation is very hard. So,
I don't think you're a typical example.
No, I know. I'm quite extreme. But so first of all, you've got health, bad fats, antibiotics. Ethically, let's be honest, no animal wants to have their throat sliced. And thirdly, environmentalists, nuts. I mean, have you seen how much water? I didn't realize this. Livestock are worse for the planet than all transport as far as greenhouse gases are concerned. So they give out methane. Methane is 30 times more powerful than CO2. So in three levels here, we've got this, you know, livestock, and we could solve world hunger if we didn't dedicate so much of the planet to livestock for the first world. So these clean meats will have no antibiotics. You can actually create, they can actually put omega-3 fatty acids rather than saturated fats in them, okay? And also, ethically, you're not killing any animals. And it's meat.
Hang on a minute. Back to the methane problem. By us not eating them, surely that will create a bigger problem with methane.
Why? No, because they're bred. They are bred for us to be slaughtered. They're not bred for
right,
fun.
Okay, you stop breeding. Okay, right. Okay, you just keep an even, like, a couple of hundred in the UK.
I mean, essentially, they're bred to be killed. You know, they're bred. So listen to this. Clean meat could end the scandalous use of resources. It requires 100 times less land and more than 5 times less water. The University of Oxford predicts clean meat will generate 96% less greenhouse gas emissions than conventionally produced meat. So in a few years' time, if you're not picking clean meat off the shelf and you're picking traditional meat off the shelf, you're thinking, are you nuts? That is bad. It's like a difference between vaping and cigarettes, essentially. In fact, it's probably, you know, you can't, in fact, it's better than vaping, actually. But I mean, you know, it's that kind of thing. Why are you still doing this? So I think in a few years' time, at the moment, and this is the thing, I'm going to reveal something. So Agronomics, this company that Jim Mellon set up. Jim Mellon is called the UK's Warren Buffett. He's worth about 800 million. But he's brought on board Richard Reed. And I think, who's Richard Reed? Richard Reed and his two mates set up Innocent Smoothies about 10 years ago.
12
years. Innocent Smoothies, 10 years ago. So he's now the chairman. He's bought 100 grand worth of stock. He's also the chairman. they set it up on a small stall, you know, going to little festivals. They had a stall, and they had Innocent Smoothies. They sold the company a couple of years back. I don't know when it was, a couple of years back. But they sold the company a couple of years back for $500 million to Coca-Cola. So he's now a chairman. Jim Mellon's a non-executive director, multimillionaire. And clean meat is the way forward. There's a study out. Let me just find this. I tweeted it today saying there's a study out saying that essentially 60% of the meat we will eat in 2040 will not be come from animals. It'll be either be vegan sort of replacement, or it'll be lab meat, and they've discovered this, and it'll be cheaper than meat as well. So cheaper, environmentally better, better for your health. I mean, you know, ethically better. This is a no-brainer, really, isn't it? And So I think it'll go that way. The only problem people have is come from a lab. Yeah, but when you just think, though, that most of the animals you're eating have been wallowing their own crap and feces and full of disease, it's a lot cleaner. That's why they call it clean meat. So it's a trend. So I think it's, even though I don't like the way it's, you can only get exposure via an investment company, and so it's ANIC is the ticker. They've done a placing for $4.5 million. Jim Mellon took $1.5 million or $1.1 million. And the other guys took $100,000. I think it's going to be massive. And someone said to me, "Oh, this is a shell." Someone on Twitter said, "This is a shell. Why are you investing in a shell company? It's not a shell company." And in fact, I'll reveal on my weekend video why it's not a shell company, and what they're invested in at the moment is quite exciting. So I'll do that because it's very exciting. I think, guys, its market cap is less than 10 million. I think Jim Mellon sets up lots of investment companies. Quite a few of them do nothing. I genuinely think this is a very hot sector. It will do very well, you know?
Looking at the chart for said company, what happened in sort of April this year? End of April.
I don't think there's no. This is that they changed their investment policy in April, so I don't think.
Right. When the share price fell off a cliff,
There was nothing before that. There was an old company, so they got rid of the operating company before that. It wasn't doing very well. In fact, it was called Port Merion. Steve went to Port Merion recently. Didn't you, Steve?
Did I?
North Wales, Port Merion, where it's like the very odd
pottery.
I drove through it. I didn't actually go to it. I was just passing by.
Okay, but the company's called Port Merion. They did I think earthware and ceramics and stuff.
They got rid
of the operating company, Critter Shell. Now it's become an investment company. But yeah, that's what it was. So I discount anything that you see on the chart before April, mid-April, whatever that was. So anything else going on? What's happening? Oh, listen, on the weekend podcast, I bought a stock. I think you guys have also invested. I give you the early heads up. I've been doing more research. I got to tell you, after doing a bit more research, right, I'm really...
Sell
it. I've made a massive mistake. No. Genuinely very excited. Genuinely. The guy behind this company has set up many companies before, and he's very rich. And he's a businessman who knows what he's doing. And he said something. His last company he spun out is now worth $1.3 billion, right? And he reckons this company has more potential than that company. So that's quite exciting, isn't it?
And you're going to reveal it on your video this week?
Yes, just hit the subscribe button. Don't forget the bell. There's a couple of I didn't realise how important the bell was on Twitter, on YouTube.
I agree with you on the bell thing because it's... changed my way of watching your... In fact, I say it's changed the way I watch your videos. I started watching your videos now.
You're washing my videos? Why are you washing my videos? Are they
watching
dirty?
The videos.
Boost.
Yeah, I might be the boost speaker lower there.
Okay. So apart from that one that you didn't watch midweek this week?
Well, I think I was travelling here.
Okay. Had you not touched Justin's bell?
I had. I think it probably told me about it, but I just wasn't in a place to watch it.
Right.
So I didn't understand the difference between subscribing and the bell. But what
I still don't really.
I'll tell you what it is. It was this. If you subscribe to someone's video, right, but don't hit the bell, when you go into YouTube, you will see the videos you subscribed to in your feed, you know? Now, if you hit the bell, and you, let's be honest, how often do you just genuinely go to YouTube anyway? But if you hit the bell, you'll be sent a notification via email telling you the person you've subscribed to has released a video. So if you just hit subscribe, and someone releases a video and you never go on YouTube, you never see their videos. But when you go on there, it'll be in the feed. But if you want to know...
If you go to YouTube, all right, you're saying you don't go to YouTube, in your subscribe tab thing down the bottom, there's a little notification thing. You click on that, you can see what all the latest subscribers, or no, the people you subscribe to have been releasing.
Yeah, yeah, the ones you subscribe to, yes. But if if you want to be notified,
okay.
If you're walking around just shopping for bread or going to a baker's or buying croissants or something, and you know, going about your own daily life, because you're not always on YouTube, you've got a life of your own, you know? Maybe you're going to get a new pair of shoes or something. I don't know. Maybe you decided, I'm going to Marks Spencer buy some new pants. You know.
Going to Amsterdam to ride a bike around.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, if you want me to interrupt the lifestyle you have, the notification saying, oh, by the way, I've just released a new video. Hit the bell. You don't have to watch it then, of course, but it'll be in the back of your head. Oh, he's released a video. But if you just subscribe, you won't know that. You won't know unless you go to YouTube. So it's almost like it's a proactive way of telling you, I've released a new video, so hit the bell. You know, that's and oddly, it's more, you have more options if you subscribe via the app. I don't know. You can do notifications for videos or notifications for posts. So if I do a post on my community tab, you can select that as well. So it's different levels of bell notification. If you want
one thing,
if you want all my bell, you know, right. go via the app. If you want a bit of my bell, then just go by the website, you know what I'm saying? And Steve's in Amsterdam, I assume he wants all my bell, you know?
So how many people have touched your bell now?
Do you know what? They've just released. Oddly, you ask about that. I've now subscribed to the YouTube. I haven't hit their bell, though. I've subscribed to the YouTube creator channel, and it's YouTube themselves telling you the new updates. And they've had problems with notifications because they've got billions of subscribers, of course. But they say you can now see... of the subscribers, the percentage of people that have hit your bell. So I haven't actually looked at that, but that's, you know.
Well, that's, oh. Hmm. Yeah, I thought that would be the first thing you looked at, but okay.
Yeah, no, I haven't checked it out. I'll check that. So anything else we got to go? Because it's like, it's an hour later in Amsterdam. Is there Steve? Are you in Utrecht to Amsterdam?
Utrecht.
Oh, he's in Utrecht.
Utrecht, you here, yes.
Mm.
Okay, and what are you doing tomorrow, Steve?
Tomorrow, just another kind of mosey around, and I'm doing a 5K on Sunday.
Where?
Amsfort.
Amsfort?
Yeah, I've no idea where that is, but that's where my friend is doing it, and I've just joined in with him to do it.
Hi.
Have you actually entered, or are you just going to run along with him, next to him?
No, I've entered, I got my name and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, well done. That's my plan for the weekend, and then I come home on Monday.
All right, cool, okay. Well,
nice.
Enjoy the weekend.
Good stuff.
I think I'm winning the weekend.
You are. I mean, I've got nothing to compare with that. All I'm going to is a summer fete tomorrow at the school, which will be rained out. Oh. And Pete, what's your weekend stacking up like?
Just I'm going to sit and stare out the window.
Oh, that's the best, I think, to be honest.
Yeah, I think you win there.
Yeah, no, genuinely, if I had that option now, I'd go for that.
Exactly.
Having, you know, a wife and two kids and stuff under the age of 10. Wife is not under 10. They're too
old. I was going to say. Right.
He's gross a bit.
That's still illegal. I don't know about Amsterdam, but I mean... Marvellous stuff, guys. Nice to catch up and have a nice weekend. Steve, that's nonsense. She's loving it. Yeah. Look at the guy. Look at my ladies. Yeah. They're all behind the screens. They're all yours tonight. If you want to pay that much. Yeah?
Yeah?
And then do a 5K on Sunday, yeah? Bye-bye. Have a nice week. Have a nice week. Speak to you next week.
Yeah,
the Weekend Podcast on Vox Markets with Justin, Peter and Steve. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.